Hello and welcome to the 9th episode of 30 something and Virgin. I am your host Akilah Miles and I'm so excited to be here with you. We have now recorded 8 successful episodes and now we're on our 9th episode. After episode 10, we are going to go on a little bit of a hiatus. Gonna take a break. March, y'all know it's spring break and most of y'all getting that tax money now anyway. So you'll be going on a couple of trips. And on those trips, I would like for you to really tune in and listen to my first 10 episodes for season 1. And then we're gonna come back with season 2. I'm thinking that each season we'll have 10 episodes. We're really working really hard to get picked up. So today on my 9th episode, I would like to talk to you all about relationships, the ebbs and flows of relationships, what we want, what we need, who we are in relationships, what relationships add to us. And I want to do this with a couple of call-in people. So earlier today, I made a post on both my 30-something and Virgin site Facebook page. If you have not liked that page, please go and do so. Also look, go on YouTube and subscribe. Also go to AkilahMiles.com and subscribe. And I made a post on my regular Facebook page asking people to be a part of this. I got a couple of bites and I'm going to call some of those people who want to be involved. I have a couple of friends and myself personally, like we're dealing with like different stuff. Like we're faced with different issues in relationships. And I have I have one particular friend. She's dealing in a relationship where she doesn't necessarily feel valued. And I want to talk about what it means for a man to value you and why is that so important. Not to say that it's not important and not to say there's something wrong with it. I'm not saying that, but I want us to understand like the value of being the magnitude of being valued by your significant other or your spouse, what that means. And then I just want to talk about like relationships and I want to talk to some men. So I'm going to hear from a couple of men. All right. So I'm getting ready, podcast world, to call one of my older cousins, Nina. And we're going to just get her to chime in on what she thinks should happen inside of relationships and how they should work. I'm going to talk to the fellas about a couple of like things that like shitty things that I feel that I've been that have happened to me with males. Trying to get an understanding of that. We're going to be like an open book today.
Hello.
Hey, Nina. How are you?
Hey, cousin.
I just told everybody I'm calling my older cousin so she could give us some relationship advice. She's out the windy city of Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody else on the phone, too?
No, so it's I can only have one person on at a time. So you are I actually, the reason it took me a little bit longer to call you back was because a friend called in first while I was recording. So I just answered the phone and would talk to her for a few minutes, but she's going to call me back in about 10 minutes. And it should take us about that long to just talk briefly about a successful relationship. What do you feel that looks like?
Now, what in terms of success, how do you define that? Because there's no perfect relationship.
Facts. No, I'm not. So in my head, I don't think that a successful relationship is something that is perfect. But I do feel that it is a relationship where both partners are thriving. Both of their needs are for the most part being met and they are building a future together. These are two people that are working together cohesively to make whatever they want in the world happen, be it for their kids or for themselves. That's what I believe a successful relationship is, including all of the ups and the downs.
So then in terms of success, then that, like, just like you said, it's just two people working together. Despite whatever differences or obstacles that may come up, you then made a commitment to just work it out.
So what is,
and now, are you just talking relationship? Are you talking marriage?
It can be marriage. It can be like a just dating. It can even be friendships.
Right.
Siblings. all relationships, like I feel like in any ship, because this is what I call them, they like all ships. Uh-huh. Sometimes they sail, sometimes they sink. You know, you never know what it's going to be. Just think, like, in all of them, I feel like key things are communication and complete utter honesty. Like,
absolutely.
Being willing to show every flaw. Oh, I don't like the fact that I'm a little chunky right now, and you're gonna have to deal with that. I might have a shitty day and might have an attitude because I didn't like how my outfit fit me that day, but you should, as my man, encourage me and be like, baby, you look beautiful regardless of what you say. But you don't always have that in relationships.
I was just gonna say, now your relationship could still be good and you may not have the type of spouse or partner that offers compliments all the time. You know, because it really depends on the person. And when you learn in each other, you learn that about the person. They may not give this compliment, but then it may be something else that they may do that slightly, you know what I'm saying, that shows you, like, hey, I like this, I like you just how you are. So it ain't necessarily gotta be verbal.
Okay. What are some things you feel like that are like no bueno? Like, if I don't get this in a relationship, I gots to go. Like, there's no chance possible. I gots to go.
Well, see, that's something that you have to decide prior to the relationship. You have to set your standards and your boundaries in the beginning. And then as you go along, you can't, you're going to come up with other things. Once you learn each other, there's going to be other things that you may want to throw in. But at some point, the person, the individual, and let's just say the woman, going into a relationship, if you're going to have boundaries and standards for yourself, you have to set them. And it has nothing to do with the other person, but only you know what you're going to allow and what you're not going to allow. And so but you have to be strong enough at the first sign of something that you don't like. You have to be like, oh, okay, well, I can't deal with this. I'm going to walk away.
Okay, so as someone, like, in a relationship, so I know, like, for me, one of my biggest pet peeves in a relationship, and I tell people up front, I remember when I first started dating back when I was, like, 19, I remember telling the guy, like, look, I've seen people be abused. I don't do abuse. And I would love for you to be honest with me. That was like that was me. That was Akilah at 19. Exactly. Those were my boundaries. Yep. Like, you're not going to put your hands on me. And you're not, like, I would prefer if you were open and honest about whatever it is you have going on. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, in that sense, that's a no-brainer. That's like, okay. But then you have to also think, so just as fast as I said, you set your boundaries and your standards, and then something happens that you said no to, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, okay, so do I leave, do I stay? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for some people, in terms of like abuse and things like that, definitely nobody wants that. But then what about the women that do stay? And so those are the women that you'd be like, okay, so what happened to make you say, okay, I'm going to give him another chance?
So I've talked to different people who have talked about, like, well, you know, like, that he did that out of rage, or I provoked him, or I was used to this. I saw this in my home growing up. And I think that ties back to how confident you are in yourself. And like thinking about, like, cause I'm not going to lie, I asked the person not to lie to me, and goddamn it, everything came out that motherfucking mouth. Damn, it was a lie. It was like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. But it's okay. We're 19. I was asking him to be an adult, and that wasn't what he could be at that particular time. I was asking him to be like a fully developed man, and we were kids. And there are some relationships where you meet them and they like, so I feel like Kobe Bryant and Vanessa's love story is just that, right? Like, they had their little tiff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were able to work through that. I'm not saying that people can't work through their problems, but like, I know that we all know, like, certain things that we're like, oh, that's a no bueno. Like, I'm not going to deal with that.
Right.
And there are certain things that cause us to deal with. We may deal with those things because we broke up and may have got back together, may have broke up again, may have got back together.
Right. That's when the communication, that's one, learning each other, and then the communication has to happen, or should have already been happening. Because sometimes now, people can act out of, you know, sometimes you don't know how to, you should learn people and know where they come from. Yeah. You should know something about their childhood. You know what I'm saying? People, mm-hmm. when you got abusers and things like that, a lot of that ain't got nothing to do with the person. It's everything to do with maybe how they were raised, and what type of home environment they come from, things like that. So people, let's just say people can make mistakes, but you have to be open to talk about it and yeah. see what those mistakes are and find out what triggered this for that person.
Yeah.
And as long as they're open and willing to get help, then maybe that will be something that you can save your relationship for.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's why I was recently talking to a couple of friends, and we were talking about like the biggest relationships we had in our lives and what caused the demise of them. And I said that neither one of us were at a spot where we could be honest with each other, flaws and all. And mm-hmm. it was because we wanted to be these particular people to each other, right? Like we either created like this particular facade for the other person, or we assumed the other person was this way, and we just could not. It was like, oh, I don't want her to know that this is my flaw. Oh, I don't want him to know that. And right. I, like for me, that's a non-negotiable. The next person that I date, mm-hmm. you're gonna know that I like to sit in the house majority of the time. I'm adventurous. I'll go out, but most nights you're gonna find out that I'm at home watching Gotham on Netflix. That's right. what I like mm-hmm. to do. But I'm going to do certain things to I'm going to do certain things to ensure that you have a good time. So if you're the adventurous one and you like to take an adventure, please trust that I'm going to go with you and do that. But I'm a homebody. That's what I like.
Right.
That's what I like to do. I like to cook. I like mm-hmm. to do different stuff where mm-hmm. we are out and about. So when I'm with someone, right? But I think that like in any relationship, the openness of communication and the willingness to be yeah. who you are, yep. the willingness to be, as I told my friends, I want him to be able to be not literally naked in front of me, but naked, mm-hmm. whoever he is, yeah. whatever he is, authentic. Whatever issues. Yes, completely.
Yep.
And I'm going to do the same thing. But I think you yeah. have to, you have to walk into the relationship saying like, hey, like, you know, like you said, like getting to know each other, dating for a little while and saying like, mm-hmm. okay, like I can, not that I'm peeling off a layer, but now I can let you see this scar. And now right. I can show you this scar.
And it's safe to do so.
Yes.
That's the important part.
Yes.
Knowing that it's safe to be authentic, be who you are, without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That leads to a successful relationship, because when you have a partner that you know, no matter what, you can go to them and talk to them and tell them whatever, and what y'all talk about stays between y'all, and then they allow you to be your original self. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very important.
Yeah, we gotta be,
because
really,
no matter what you're doing in life, even when you have like preachers and first ladies and, you know, all these kind of things, and me being married to a preacher, it was like I had to remember that, okay, when we're out in the public, that's about church. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm, we have mm-hmm. to be, you have to put on this different hat.
Yes.
But then when you come home, you still don't have to be in this preacher mode. You can be your authentic self.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
now we're one-on-one and there's no judgment.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, is there anything you want to add, like any advice you want to give the podcast world about relationships, like one piece of advice that you feel is like the best piece of advice for them?
I just think that if you're serious and you really want your relationship to work, you have to be open and be willing to love and just, you know, listen too. You know, you have to listen. And you have to just keep the lines of communication open. And as long as you keep the lines of communication open, you shouldn't go wrong. But even when you have communication, when you open the lines of communication, you have to be willing to accept whatever you hear. Mm-hmm. Because what you may hear, you're not going to always like. But then that's when the work starts.
Facts. Like, it's continual work. Like, it is continual work.
Yes.
If you wanted to be successful. Well, thank you so much, Nina, for chiming in. I'm so happy you got on there and you were like, I'll chime in. So my cousin is in Chicago, and does it say Diva Lash? What is your business name?
Diva Lashes by Nina.
Oh, I was right. Diva Lashes by Nina. And so you sell lashes and you go and you put them on, right?
Yeah, I put on individual lashes.
All right, so she does individual lashes and she sells them. She's in Chicago, Illinois. If you happen to be in the Chicago, Illinois area, please look her up. She also comes to you and puts those on you. So
absolutely. Please look her up.
No problem. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed night, okay?
You as well. Love you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was an awesome conversation. Now I'm going to click and I'm going to call another person that I'm going to talk to, and they're going to give us some great information. We're going to talk to a man. I want to know what they feel. What is it in their spirits? And this is one of my favorite males, besides my brothers and my cousins, my male cousins and my dads and my uncles and a few of my students. This is one of my favorite males. I'm gonna cut him if he don't answer the phone. So it looks like when I get to Mississippi, I'm gonna cut him. Gregory.
Hey, hello.
Gregory, how are you?
Hey, all right.
Look, I was calling you because I was doing the podcast. And I told people that they were getting ready to hear from the best male, one of the best males that I know, and then.
I mean, I'm so bad. I mean, man, they forgot you supposed to call me. And I ended up coming to church. It's a reason I ended up in church. I must be on the verge of bumping somebody's head.
My Lord.
It must be a reason I come up in the church. Hey. Oh, hey, what's up, everybody, man? It's Greg from my podcast, B-Pleaser. From Florida podcast. I ain't come on here to advertise myself. I can't hang out with my classmates.
You can, but I don't want you to miss church because I don't need you busting nobody head.
I'm good. I'm good. What's up? What's going on? What y'all talking about?
Tonight we are talking about relationships, and I wanted to hear from a male perspective, like whether they feel they need in relationships and like how relationships are successful. I really want to talk to you because you are in a successful marriage. Not to say that you all don't have ups and downs, because I know everybody has ups and downs, but like, what are the things that has helped to keep you all strong? What are those things that have pushed you all?
Man, successful relationship, man, is really based on support. You have to support each other. You know, it can't be, this my way, or we gonna do it this way, or it ain't gonna go no way. It's 50-50. Probably somebody else probably has said this. It's 50-50. But it's just basically support. You support each other. Love each other. Compromise. Sometimes you know you have to lay down. I might have to back off on stuff I want for the betterment of the peace in the house. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes she might have to back off on some things she want to do for just keep everything balanced.
Yeah.
And move cohesively, and man, it just be. Keep the truth, being upfront.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Basically, communication. Just, man, don't try not to hold on to nothing. If something going on, you need to talk. Sit down, talk, try to come up with a plan or a solution.
Like actually really being there and conversing about whatever it is. Yeah.
Right. don't, if it's a problem in your house with your, if it's a problem, I ain't gonna say in the, not just in the house, in relationship you ain't with anybody, whether it be business or personal, just be upfront with that person and try to keep everybody else out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
The main thing.
You don't want too many words, people speaking on things, then it, then the seed of dissension begins to be sown, and then that could mess up a relationship.
Yeah. Totally.
That's basically my take on it. And it takes some work, man. It ain't gonna happen overnight. You have to work. It takes time to build relationships and to build how to navigate in relationship. And, you know, so you have to also be somewhat of a people person to be in a good relationship too. Somewhat of a people person.
God damn it. That's why I'm single, Anthony. That's why I'm single, because I keep saying I don't really like folks now. Like, look at that. Now I understand. My classmate done brought clarity. He has brought some clarity in the space. I didn't get it. Like, I think, well, I like people. I just don't like people that lie. Yeah, you, bullshit.
When I say somewhat of a people person, I don't mean being naive or receptive to everybody, because you cannot let everybody in your space, cannot let everybody in your peace, because they are not for you all the time. So you have to be very weary of people. Also.
So I have two questions, Greg.
I'm talking about the discernment.
So I got two questions. So the reason that what made me want to do this podcast was I was talking to a friend earlier today, and like her biggest thing, like she's dating someone, and I've been trying to give her advice. And I've been like giving her advice, like saying like I am big on communication. And honest communication. So, like, if I'm doing something that's pissing you off, huh?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You said your friend dated somebody, right?
Uh huh.
And she asking you for advice?
No. She ain't asking me for no advice. It wasn't like she was like, oh, Akilah, what should I do? She comes. You know how you got friend girls and you come and you vent.
Right.
About whatever it is that's going on. And she'll be like, X, Y, and Z happened. And I'll be like, well, just communicate with him and tell him what it is that is going on and let him know, like, be honest with him about what you feel. I never try to give her like any advice like, oh, I'm in a relationship, so I can tell you what to do. My biggest thing is always be upfront and be honest with a person. And that's, to me, that's in any relationship, and you'll be able to communicate with them. But like her issue is that she doesn't feel valued in the relationship. So they held a conversation.
Did she say what he does to make her not feel valued?
He does things like if they go places, they could be out, he won't necessarily post her. The other day he was caught. Well, not necessarily caught, but
can we cuss on him?
I sure do.
I think that's a fool with you.
But that's not the only thing, right? But that's something that triggers her.
That's social media stuff. I think that's for show anyway.
True.
I ain't got to post you to, you know that. I ain't got to post you to show that I love you and really like you. That's her. I say, man, that's her just peeing off trees, father territory. That's all they post me. What else you
say
he ain't doing?
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. Like he will post. He has post other females, so she feels like because he doesn't acknowledge her, it makes her seem invisible. So I feel like she's. What I think it is like she's trying to solidify the relationship. Now he has posted her on different things before, so I ask like, well, like, why wasn't that enough?
She basically don't know what they are.
She knows what they are, but she feels like the world doesn't know what they are. And then there are other things that he does that I won't care to share.
Okay.
That cause her to feel less valued. Like, he doesn't really respect her when they're communicating. So she said they were communicating last Saturday, and it was supposed to be like a conversation to sit down to talk about this, but instead it was like him just yelling and screaming the whole time. And she was like, well, Keela, how am I supposed to communicate with somebody that's yelling and screaming all the time? And I had no answer for that.
He might suck at expressing himself. That might be the thing too. She had to find a way to get through to him. If she asking that little simple stuff that, and he blowing up like that, man, I don't know. It may not even matter to him. That might be something. He feel like that's a minor thing, and he might be feeling like that she blowing.
Okay, so I got a question. If you were dating someone, or let's say you Cornelia was on live and she saw this dude and she was like, man, damn, homeboy is still fine. I wonder if he still want me to knock him off. How would you feel?
I'd be mad. I'd say something about it.
Yep, and that's part of like where she was at.
Well, me, but see, they get me. I bring up.
Yeah, that's part of where they were at.
Be like, man, you missing something? I'm holding you back for something.
Yeah,
you missing something? You let me know what it is, and we can try to make some rain. We ain't gonna play like that.
That's what it is. And like now she has decided to like ghost him. And I told her, I have been ghosted before. Like a person has come back around into my life and started talking to me and X, Y, and Z, we finna do this, we finna do that. Then they just drop off the face of the earth. And I told her, I was like, to me, that's not proper communication.
You said she gonna ghost him?
Yes, like she stopped talking
to him. That ain't no good idea.
Yeah,
and you don't ghost nobody you really like.
Facts. And that's what I had to tell her. And I was like, your friend went through somebody that supposedly really liking her ghosting her, and I told you that wasn't a good feeling. That made me feel less of a person. So don't do that to him. Like, speak to him and talk about like whatever it is.
You gonna feel like she's stepping out on him and she ain't serious about nothing. That's just if he is serious so about it.
Yeah.
But like that social media stuff, man, like, he probably feel like that ain't nothing. He shouldn't be doing all that. He might feel like that.
And he has, the thing is, Greg, he has said that, like, social media means nothing. But for her, I think it's because he has posted or has said, hey, there goes such and such. I want to do, she still, you know, want me to do X, Y, and Z, you know, like stuff like that. So that has triggered that. His actions have caused those particular issues. And then because he doesn't care about it, like because he, like what you said, like he probably don't even care about it. Because he doesn't care about it, then that in turn makes her feel less valued.
Well, I tell your friend that she should just feel, place her value up on somebody posting her on the page. Now, if he treating her right, you know, and he, you know, showing it by action, then you can front on them social media sites all day. That still don't mean nothing. Like you said, that don't mean nothing to him.
Yeah.
Her, don't place her value off of a man posting her on a social media page.
Okay.
Me and my wife don't post each other off on our Facebook page. We Facebook friends. We'll interact sometime, but I barely still interact with her.
Understand.
On there. But
yeah, I
pay attention to what she's putting on there, you know, but I ain't just, you know, I'm a Facebook navigator, but I ain't big on that car. I just feel like I don't need everybody my business.
Facts. Totally agree.
That might be a thing. He probably don't want it. It would be two things. I ain't trying to blow, I don't sound like I'm snitching it, but I'm just telling the truth. He not care about it, or
it's
something he trying to hide.
Yes, and that's where she's at. Like, she's thinking about the thing, about the not trying to hide thing, but about him trying to hide something thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, she was supposed to call in tonight, but
man, like I said, man, just they just got to be up front.
up front.
Timing is everything too, man. You can't approach nobody with certain issues. You got to find the right time to talk about certain things. You know what I'm saying? It may have been time, it may have been off. He may have had a rough day at work. He may just want to get home and sit out for a few minutes, get his mind clear. You know, if I'm like this sometimes, man, I don't be want to talk about some stuff. Talk, you know, come up.
Strange that, like, I hear a dude saying that you don't need to ghost them. Don't ghost them. I'm like, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
dudes hate that shit.
I promise, but it's like I told her.
Dudes don't like to be ignored.
When she asked me, she didn't ask me. She was just like, this is what I'm doing, da, da, da. And I was like, well, I told you when X, Y, and Z did that to me and how that made me feel. Like, how at first I kept saying, like, oh, it didn't bother me. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that shit really bothered me. That nigga hurt my feelings. My feelings were hurt after that or whatever. And she was like, oh, why were your feelings were hurt? I was like, because to me, that means, like, you, first off, you wasted my time, some shit I can't get back. That's the first thing you did wrong. And then secondly, if you didn't care, if you didn't want anything, why in the fuck did you bother me? Let me be. And she was like, well, I want him, da, da, da. I said, well, if you want him, then talk to him. I was like, what really hurt my feelings was I had to come to terms with the fact that homeboy really, what, he didn't really want me. He didn't really like me. It was just a game. I was something to ease time. Right. That was it. So I had to be okay with coming to terms with that. And I was like, you don't want to put nobody in that predicament. Don't make nobody feel that way. Whatever it is, just say what it is and then keep it pushing. But everybody not like
that's
that.
All you can do.
Yep.
So you be grown about the situation, man. It ghosted, man. Just kiddie stuff.
Complete kiddie stuff. You look real stupid. You look really, really ignorant when you do people like that. And I don't want my friend to look that way. So that's why I told her, like, no, please talk to him. And she was like, well, I tried to talk to him. You know, he scheduled X, Y, and Z. And then he went off and it's been a couple of days. And now he sent her a text today saying, like, oh, we need to talk so we can sit down and hash this out. And I'm like, and she's like, well, I'm like, didn't we just try to talk? So I told her to still push in.
Go talk, man.
Push in.
Oh, man, go talk over dinner. Talk over dinner, man. Hop in the car, man, ride. Bad talk. And in a minute, it's plenty of ways you can straighten out this situation.
Yes. Well, hopefully by the next episode.
Yeah, man. Let me know how everything go with it. But I hope it go well for her, but, man, she'll be all right. But then, man, just be basic, man. Just summarize everything if I go back in there. Just be upfront. And support one another. That's how the relationship grows stronger that way. Whether it's personal or fear.
Yep.
Be upfront with a person and support them.
Up front and support them. Well, Greg, I might be calling you back because we're going to do like an actual couple of episodes on relationships and like thinking about like what we need to do, how we need to treat each other. And I appreciate you calling in for us tonight.
Okay. No, I appreciate you having me, man. Flawed Logic on the case.
Yes, please get at Flawed Logic. If you are on Anchor, you can go and look up my classmates' podcast. It is super awesome. It is called Flawed Logic.
Yeah, we spell logic, L-O-G-I-Q. And y'all, I get y'all read between the lines while we spell it L-O-G-I-Q.
Okay, I won't give it away because I think I know why you do that. But please go and check him out. He's on all podcast platforms.
Yeah, me and my one of my frat brothers, Ricky Field, man, Clark, he's my co-host. Very, very intelligent young man. Very intelligent, very well-spoken. He's more well-spoken than I am, so he yin and yang. I'm intelligent too, but
extremely. You
know, he's more eloquent than I am. So I lean to him on some topics, he lean to me on some topics. But yeah, Flawed Logic on Chase, man. Y'all feel like, man, you know, just y'all can check me out, man. Leave a comment, let us know, give us a little feedback. We try to get better. And man, appreciate the classmate.
That's it. Yeah, love appreciate you. I love you too. Thank you so much.
We 2,000 strong. You already know what it is. Tent crashers in the building.
Tent crashers, baby. We in there. Thank you so much for calling in, Greg. Have a good night at church. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, so we talked tonight to a couple of people. We actually talked to Nina. We talked to Nina and we talked to Gregory on relationships, like thinking about what it is we need, how we should treat people. On the next episode, we'll be talking with DeAndre and Lakeisha and talking about how things actually work in relationships, like what things how we feel in relationships. Like, I really want to talk about people like mistreating you or like mishandling you, like not handling you with care, especially when you have handled them delicately. So please tune in for episode 10. We're going to talk a little bit more about relationships and then we're going to go on our hiatus. We appreciate you so much for tuning in to episode 9. We're so grateful for all of our Vergers. I think that should be the name, huh? Like, for my subscribers, I should call them Vergers, because we're all on the verge of something. I don't know exactly what it is that you're on the verge of, but baby, keep pushing. If you heard Greg, he was like, he's on the verge of something, so that's why he had to go to church tonight, and I don't blame him, but I so appreciate him calling in. And I also appreciate my cousin so much. I love both of them so very much for calling in and supporting 30-something Virgin. And again, I just ask that whatever you do this week, do it in love and provide somebody an opportunity for success, like brighten somebody's day. So we'll see you in episode 10. You all have a great night.